Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm not even kidding. Like, at this current moment in time, my taste in music is literally like the My Little Pony soundtrack. I'm not joking. Like, my most, do you want to see my Spotify? It's terrifying.
We'll link the playlist in the description to your
Spotify. No. It's so bad.
All right, Fable Babies, let's play a game. Two truths and a lie. All right? Number one, my first acting job was a scene in a movie with Academy Award winner Helen Hunt. Number two, I've broken both of my thumbs twice. Or number three, I have six nipples. Okay, what do you think? Helen Hunt, broken thumbs, six nipples. Which one's the truths? Which one's the lie? You have your guess? Is it in? Well, joke's on you, because they're all true, and I am a terrible liar. Unlike my friend Sophia Gomez, who loves to lie. Not like big, hurtful lies, but like fun, harmless little lies. You know, like cute little deceptions to keep you on your toes and make you question your reality and give you trust issues. By the way, I do have six nipples. Five and six are just very small. I'm Will, more gullible than a fourth grader McFadden, and this is Hashtag Storytime, brought to you by iHeartRadio.
I would love to hear a story if you have a story time you'd like to share.
I don't know. I feel like every moment of my life is just like not real.
So, we are living in a simulation, so that...
I mean, we very well could be. I think we are.
The thing with the simulation is either... We can't be in the middle, because we as humans haven't made a simulation that the participants in don't realize that they're in a simulation. Does that make sense? Like, we have yet to make a video game where the characters are fully aware and think that they're living, breathing, sentient beings.
Yeah. You know, but what I mean? In Sims 4, you can make your Sims play Sims 1.
Whoa. Maybe we are.
So that means we would be like Sims like 8 or something, making right. Our Sims play Sims 4, making our Sims play Sims 1.
So yeah, but what I'm saying is, like, we're either the first simulation or we're the last. We can't be somewhere in the middle, because we haven't made the next wave of simulation.
How do you know that?
Because, I mean, the Sims don't, they're not like...
Well, they're not like banging on the wall being like, let me out.
Exactly.
But neither are we.
But the Sims aren't sitting there going like, am I a Sim or am I like a...
Well, we're probably like just a few Sims after them.
Just a few Sims after. That's a good quote. We're probably just a few Sims after them. Okay. First, last, best, worst. I'm going to say concert. Have you been to a lot of concerts, or is that a bad category?
No, that I have been to a lot of concerts.
Okay. So what was the first concert you ever went to?
It was the Selena Gomez Stars Dance tour.
Get it.
Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And I touched her ankle and I almost passed out.
Okay. How old are you at this time?
I must have been in like sixth grade.
Okay.
And I was pretty young in sixth grade. So how old are sixth graders? Like 10?
Yeah. 11 maybe. I don't know. I was probably late. 10. I was a late bloomer.
I was
like 17 in sixth grade.
Oh.
I like how sad that made you. Oh, that sucks.
Well, no, I graduated high school when I was 17, so that just made me giggle.
Yeah, it was
it's a funny sentence.
I like to take my time. Okay?
Yeah, no, it's important.
Not rushing through middle school. Really want to get all the info.
Yeah, so my first concert was Selena Gomez Stars Dance, and I touched her ankle.
So wait, you're in the front row? She's singing.
I was in the second row.
So you reached over the front row to get the ankle?
There was like a platform.
Right.
That she was like walking on. I don't know. I don't really have a whole lot of memory in my brain.
But that moment
is stuck with me for the rest of my life.
Where your finger made contact with Selena Gomez's ankle.
Through probably like four layers of tights and
right.
stuff.
Right. Was it a formative memory? Was this like a moment?
I mean, I love Selena Gomez.
Right.
I mean, I moved a lot as a kid.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes like if I knew that I just wasn't going to live somewhere very long and like I was never going to see those people again, I would just lie about things.
Cool.
So I
invented the question mark.
No. But like sometimes people just say things and you can either just like be like, oh no, I wish that was true. Or you could just be like, yes, that is true.
Yes.
For example,
yes, I need
when
an example.
I was in like used to moving, going to a school for like a year and then moving again and then never seeing any of those people again.
Right.
And this was like a little bit before social media. So it's not like any of these people would like keep in contact.
Yeah, they couldn't
I mean, there
track
was like Facebook,
you.
But like who was using Facebook in the third grade?
My grandparents.
Me. But your parents had Facebook in the third grade.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, so I had just gone to this new school in Beverly Hills that I had just moved to.
Okay.
After I had been living in Florida.
Okay, so you moved from Florida to Beverly Hills.
Yeah, and I was probably like 7 or 8. I was in like third grade, and like it's Beverly Hills. Like,
was it Merman?
No, it was Hawthorne.
Okay,
Hawthorne Elementary.
Oh, cool.
And like, there's kids there that like were like related to famous people. Like, that's not out of the ordinary.
Right.
And someone was like "Oh,
Bono's
are you related to Selena Gomez?" And I was like, "Oh yeah, she's my cousin." I just lied about that for like 3 years.
See, that lie hurts no one.
Yeah.
That's a fun, just little like, yeah, deal with it. And then that person thinks, cool, I go to school with
Selena Gomez's
cousin.
Yeah.
They feel good about it.
Yeah.
I mean.
She's not my cousin. Well, my last name is Gomez.
So, I mean, it's a good lie.
Yeah. My dad's been stopped at the airport before because he has the same name as Selena Gomez's dad.
I thought you were going to say he has the same name as Selena Gomez.
No, he has Selena Gomez and my dad share a name.
Okay.
And so he's gotten stopped at TSA and been like, I know who you are. Tell Selena I say hi. He's like, I'm not Selena Gomez's daughter. And they're like, oh, yeah, you're not Selena Gomez's father. I'm saying words wrong, aren't I? I just said daughter. I'm not Selena Gomez's daughter.
Oh, well, he's not that
he's
either.
He's not.
So you're not wrong.
I don't know how to talk.
You're doing great. Okay, so first concert, Selena Gomez touched her ankle.
Touched her ankle.
We found out you're a pathological liar through that story.
I'm not a pathological liar. I only lie if it's funny and it doesn't hurt anyone.
I think that's the way to do it.
Yeah.
Okay. So that was first. What was the last concert you went to?
So that is also a really good story.
Yes.
So
this is working.
No, this is a really good story, actually. I was talking to this girl because I like girls.
Right.
And I don't know why I whispered that, but I was talking to this girl and I surprised her with tickets to an Ali and AJ concert.
Okay.
And then we got into a little bit of a predicament.
Okay.
And I was like, I never want to see you again.
Oh, so you're like, can I have those tickets back?
No. I bought the tickets.
Right. Okay.
So I just
like,
never.
You don't get those tickets anymore.
So, well, it's a longer story than that. So I was like, hey, well, this is another situation where I lied. I don't know why I'm such a liar, but I really, really liked her, but I was too embarrassed. God, I hope she's not watching this. Please don't be watching this. I was too embarrassed to tell her that I like wanted to go to this concert with her, and I got her these tickets because they were like VIP tickets. I'm such a, anyway, whatever. Not my brightest
that
moment.
Seems like a really sweet, so, you know, thoughtful thing.
Yeah, well, I lied because I didn't want her to think I was like obsessed with her because it's weird. So I was like, oh, hey, like I just happened to have these tickets to the Ally and AJ concert that I was going to go to with my sister. And then like, now she can't go. I even called my sister first. I was like, Bella, is it okay if I lie about this? And she was like, yes, girl.
Yes, weave me into your web of lies.
Exactly. I mean, you know, you got to make sure the web is like secure.
Yeah, it's tight.
And yeah. So anyway, she like couldn't even go. And then I didn't want to talk to her anymore. And then I was like, I'm not even going to go to this concert. And then my roommate and best friend, Rylan, this concert was in Orlando, okay, by the way.
Yeah.
They didn't have one in South Florida where I live, near Miami, I'm pretty sure. So the only one in Florida was in Orlando.
Okay.
Which so is hours away from Miami. Track. Literally little, hours away from Miami. So I was just going to not go to the concert, like whatever. But then Rylan was sad. Rylan, my roommate, she was sad because her parents like don't like her and would not give her, well, no, she's like, she lives with me because her parents like kicked her out.
Oh,
I know, it's rough, but long story there.
Yeah.
But she was like, oh, my parents won't give me my medical history and I'm in and out of the ER. My life sucks. And I'm like, you know what? I have like VIP tickets to the Ally and AJ concert. So in that moment, we literally had 3 hours to get there and it was like a 3.5 hour drive. So we just were like,
gun it.
Well, also I live with my dad, so I was like, hey dad, I'm just gonna go to Orlando really quick. And he's like, do you have a hotel, like are you okay? And I was like, nah, we'll figure it out when we get there. We get in the car, we are on the phone with like the hotel as we're getting gas. We're like, we need a hotel right now. And they're like, okay. And then we went, and AJ, who is one of the singers, she is in the show called Shira, which is a cartoon.
Okay.
And she plays Catra, and that character, not to spoil the show, but they end up like being gay for each other.
Oh my God. Wait, is this Shira, like Shira. He-Man and Shira?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
So
I am of the generation that grew up with Shira.
Yeah.
When I,
so this is like a new thing though.
Okay, cool.
This is newer.
Right. But I'm like OG Shira fan.
OG Shira.
Yeah.
But so anyway, they end up being gay for each other, whatever. So I brought my little pride flag because I always keep a pride flag in my car.
Got to.
I brought my little pride flag to the Ally and AJ concert and they waved it. And I was like, wow.
And then maybe a little ankle touch?
No, but their opening act did DM me after.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, I think I DM'd them first. I was just like, slay, you guys slayed. Or, I don't know, I made a joke. Because me and my best friend were really funny. We're funny like that. So I was
That was so sweet of you, though, to just be like, Rylan, you're sad. I got you. We're going to Orlando.
I'm so impulsive like that.
That's a great way to live, though.
I mean, I'm going to Paris tomorrow.
I know. That is a whole nother story. We'll have to, that'll be like season five,
yeah.
Story time will be this 24 hours in Paris that you're about to have.
Yeah.
You should go to the catacombs.
The what?
The catacombs in Paris. They have these underground catacombs that are just full of bones. Just, it's like hallways made of bones. Underground.
I like literally just threw up in my stomach.
Okay, maybe then it's not for you.
Like real bones?
You threw up in your stomach?
Yeah, in there. there's like a little version of me down there who's like
yeah, real bones. Real
human bones?
Human bones. Full of it. Just thousands and thousands and thousands of bones.
Context?
I think it was during the plague. The Black Plague. The bubonic plague.
The bubonic plague.
Yeah, right. The bubonic, the bubos. They were running rampant throughout Paris. This is a terrible thing to be doing in a silly accent. The graveyards literally were overflowing, and they built these catacombs underground, and they were just like taking bodies to these catacombs and dumping them in there and then making kind of ornate statues. And it's very macabre, you could say.
Statues?
There's like pillars and yeah, they're kind of arranged in cool ways. It's dark.
Interesting.
But you have 24 hours in Paris. Don't go to the catacombs. That was the worst advice. Oh my God, you're going to be in Paris for 24 hours? Go crawl around in these bone hallways.
I think it's going to be raining when I'm there too.
That's kind of romantic too though.
No, I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you ever heard of a show called Miraculous Ladybug?
I thought you were going to say, have you ever heard of a show called Emily in Paris?
No.
I've watched it twice.
You've watched Miraculous Ladybug twice?
No, yeah. Paris.
Miraculous Ladybug, biggest fan right here.
Number one.
If you know, you know. Umbrellas.
Umbrellas in Paris.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay.
And me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
My simple solution to the problem was remove people from the scene and help them feel safer.
In response to attacks against Asian Americans, Maddie Park raised over $250,000 to donate cab rides to the Asian community.
There is so much more work to be done. We really need to come together and tackle this issue as a community.
Support the Asian community. Learn how at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Okay, so we've done two concerts. We've done your first concert. We've done your last concert. Now, let's hear about your worst concert. And then we'll end with your best. So it ends on like, this is the greatest concert I've ever been to. Unless you want to flip it. So up to you.
God, I've been to so many concerts.
There has to be one that was just a shit show.
Okay. There was one that was pretty, it wasn't necessarily a concert, but it was like a music festival. So I mean,
that's just a big, that's like a bunch of concerts crammed into one.
So I, my little 15, 16 year old emo self was like, I want to see 21 Pilots front row.
Yes. That fits.
Yeah. So I was like, I was dating a boy at the time, which is funny because I don't like boys. Right. Anyway, he knows that. He was like one of the first people I came out to. That's a whole other story.
That was season 7.
Oh yeah. Season 7.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a whole other story. But I was wearing like this chain belt on like this white skirt. And we had gotten there like literally when they didn't perform it. They were like the last people to perform at like literally midnight-ish. Okay. I don't know. That could be a lie. I could be lying to you. But they were like the last people to perform. And so we got there when it opened and just stood at the front all day watching everyone else. And it was awful because I like do not like rap.
Okay.
And almost every single act that went on before them was like these huge rappers that everyone was like so excited for. So
and they were
like
just bouncing in the front, just like.
Just like, this is awful.
Not
like,
for me?
Not for me at all. Yeah. Like, I listen to like, I'm not even kidding. Like, at this current moment in time, my taste in music is literally like the My Little Pony soundtrack. I'm not joking. Like, my most, I like, do you want to see my Spotify? It's terrifying. It's,
we'll link the playlist in the description to your Spotify.
No. Playlist. It's so bad. I listen to literally my friend's music and the My Little Pony music. Well, that's anyway, good. That's not even a joke. Like, that's, I'm so serious. Anyway, so 21 Pilots gets there and we're literally so close.
Mm-hmm.
And I turn around and there's a sea of people so big.
Yeah, panic attack.
That you can't even see where it ends.
Oh my God.
Like, there had to be thousands of people behind me. And this boy, this poor little angel boy, he's like 6'3". I'm like 5'2". Mm-hmm. He's holding onto my little belt loop. He didn't even like 21 Pilots. He just really liked me.
He just went for you.
He's so nice to me. Mind you, Lollapalooza is in Chicago.
Right.
I live in Florida.
You travel.
So well traveled.
You're a jet setter.
Oh God, it's a long story. Anyway, so he's holding on to my skirt and like we are being like pulled in like every different direction. Yeah, just if I wasn't wearing mass. That skirt, like there's no way we would have stuck together. Like I would have been gone. I would have died. And the girl in front of us is like offering drugs, like doing drugs.
Right.
And I'm like, whoa, I'm 16.
Chill. Yes, please.
No. No, I'm just kidding. I'm not that kind of person. Never have been.
Yeah.
And people are always like, why? And I'm like, I don't know. I don't want to die, I guess.
Yeah, you do you.
It's scary.
It is. It is a scary world out there. Right? Don't take drugs from strangers at concerts. That's the moral of the story.
Yeah. Anyway, it was really scary. And then...
So, but that was the best. Wait, that was the worst. That was the worst. Okay. Because
I was like sweating and crying. And it was a sea of
undulating people shoving you around.
Yeah, it was so warm, which is weird because it was Chicago at night.
Yeah. And also, I mean, I'm just picturing you in the like front row through all these acts, these hip hop acts, and you're just like... not impressed, not enjoying
like,
it.
When I say I listen to My Little Pony music, like I'm not joking.
I believe you.
Like that's what I listen to every single day on the way to work.
Friendship is magic. Yeah.
Thank you.
I also grew up in the era of original My Little Pony.
What generation of My Little Pony was it?
First? Yeah, that's what was happening when I was a child.
Interesting.
You're like, you're ancient.
No. I think it was one or two generations before Friendship is Magic.
Right. I mean, I'm not like...
There's so much lore.
I had a moment where I did a Shakespeare play called Midsummer.
Ah, Midsummer.
We did Midsummer, My Little Pony.
What?
And yes, I was a pony version of Lysander.
Oh!
And there was lots of like...
I would pay so much money to see
lots
that.
Lots of me prancing around and galloping.
Oh my God.
And yelling Shakespeare in like a bouffant wig and covered in glitter. There's pictures.
Where was this?
This was in Culver City in a park. And it was like Shakespeare in the park for families.
I wasn't invited?
I mean, I think you were probably at that like 21 Pilots show. It was probably when you were...
When I was 16, yeah. I doubt it.
It was longer than that. It was longer. It was like 6 or 7 years ago.
Oh my God, then they must have been living here, probably.
We'll restage. I'll redo it for you.
Please do.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Snakes, zombies, sharks, heights, speaking in public. The list of fears is endless. But while you're clutching your blanket in the dark, wondering if that sound in the hall was actually a footstep, the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. And while you might think a great white shark is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Okay, then best concert you've ever been to?
Probably Taylor Swift, Reputation.
Oh.
Just because I...
Okay, just lit up. It's like, yes.
Yeah, slay. I have listened to Taylor Swift my entire life.
Yeah.
Like, she grew up in a place that I have lived.
Yeah.
And so, like...
There's a connection there.
So there's like a connection there. Hits, I, like, knew her babysitter apparently. I don't remember that, but apparently I knew her babysitter.
That's, I mean, maybe the babysitter is also a liar.
That's true. I didn't even think of that.
That could be one of those.
No, but I've passed by her house. Like, we, like, it's a very small town in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Like Reading area.
Okay.
Just tiny. You probably don't even know what I'm talking about.
I don't know. I've spent time in Pennsylvania.
In Reading?
I don't know if it was Red.
I don't know why I keep doing this.
Reading? It's this tiny, whoop. No.
Neck yourself. Anyway. Anyway, so I've been listening to her my whole entire life, and I had gotten tickets for the Red tour, and then my sister sold them for money. She's evil.
You gotta do what you gotta do sometimes.
She's so silly. I don't know why she did that. But so I didn't get to go to the Red tour, and so I mean, I'd been listening to Taylor Swift since I was, you know, since I knew what music was.
Yeah.
And Reputation happened, and I finally got to go. And it was just like, oh my God, she's a real person, screaming, crying, throwing up.
How long does her show play for?
Not long enough.
Really?
There will never be long enough.
I know, but like, does she play for like 2 hours or like?
I don't remember, honestly. This was like years ago.
Because I saw Bruce Springsteen in Italy, in Rome.
Oh, wait. Does musical theater count as concerts?
I don't think I can say yes to that. As much as I want to be I don't think it does.
Because I saw Hamilton the night before the Tonys with the original Broadway cast in New York.
That's pretty great. No.
Yeah.
Musical theater is more than a concert. It's a show. It's a whole show.
So that's probably the best like live music I've ever experienced in my life.
That's, yeah.
But it's not really a concert.
Yeah, that's just an experience on its own.
Oh my God, it was.
Really? I'm not that big of a Hamilton fan. I love musical theater, and Hamilton I feel like is just a little overrated.
I think it's rated.
You think it's rated?
I don't think it's overrated or underrated. I think it's rated. I mean, I think there is a lot of shows that are underrated.
I'm a big fan of Cats.
Do you hate Hamilton? Why are you making that face?
I've never heard someone say rated.
straight rated. Just normal.
That's like when there's overwhelmed, underwhelmed. I'm just whelmed.
Just whelmed.
Whelmed. Whelmed. How do you feel? Like I'm whelmed.
Just stitious.
Just a little stitious.
Yeah. No, have you ever seen Cats? The movie?
No, I haven't.
I saw Cats opening night in the movie version. It's a fever dream. It's a nightmare.
Taylor Swift in that?
Taylor Swift is in that.
Slay.
She is one of the best parts.
I know, but she definitely carried. I haven't seen it, but I just know she carried.
There's a part where Rebel Wilson unzips her fur and to reveal that she has more fur on underneath and clothes. And it made me want to jump out of my own skin. There's dancing cockroaches. None of it makes any sense, like the size of things. The whole time I was watching the movie, I was asking, like, how big are things? How big are cats? How big are forks? Why is the fork so big? It's bigger than the cat. It was just constantly hurting my brain. And I loved it, and I've watched it many times. And I also saw the original, because I went opening night like a weirdo. The CG like wasn't done, and they're like, their hands just looked normal. Like, they didn't have fur on their hands. Judi Dench had her wedding ring on.
Oh, no.
Somewhere out there, apparently, there's a butthole cut. Have you heard about this?
No.
Where they like CG, they added like buttholes to the cats.
Why?
And then the director saw that and was like, erase the buttholes. But like on a hard drive somewhere, there's a butthole cut that where all the cats have.
That's so funny.
Computer animated b-holes. And
this is so embarrassing. Anyway.
Okay, so we've heard the concerts.
So many concerts.
So many concerts. But I think you've also teased out many other stories.
I don't think I've had a normal week in my life ever.
Yeah, so
I've had a chaotic life.
But that, I feel like that means you have to come back on the podcast.
Oh, I so will. I love talking.
Okay, good.
Talk for a living, so.
Normally we love to do like a moral of the story, like what did you learn? But since we talked about four different concerts, maybe what if you give the audience a little advice on like having a good concert experience?
If it's a music festival, bring water. Don't leave your drink unattended.
buddy system, pee beforehand, always pee beforehand. Yes. Never pee in the middle of a concert. It's the worst thing you can do.
True.
No, literally it is. Make sure you don't need your voice the next day.
Oh, right. So you can really belt it out.
Yeah. Because when I was at the Ali and AJ concert, I had to voice act like the next day. I was like, I can't scream.
Hello. All right.
No, I literally was just like, I was so excited, but I couldn't scream. I was like,
oh, you saved your voice. I thought you showed up to the voice acting thing. Like hoarse.
Oh, I don't want to get fired.
Yeah, smart. That was very like so responsible of you.
Yeah. No, I am responsible.
And then I'd love to know, what's the next concert you're going to go to? Is it My Little Pony?
I would love to. I don't think they have My Little Pony concerts anymore.
We got
to
throw one.
Oh my gosh. Those are like the only voice actors I haven't met. Or the voice actors from My Little Pony. I've met literally everyone else in the world.
If you're a voice actor on My Little Pony, reach out. We'd love to connect you.
Especially Ashley Ball, if you voice Rainbow Dash, please.
Ashley Ball, Rainbow Dash.
She's my favorite.
Reach out.
I'm obsessed with her. My hair's rainbow right now because of Rainbow Dash.
You're inspired.
I pulled up to VidCon in a Rainbow Dash jacket.
Hell yeah.
It's embarrassing.
I don't think
I learned
it
the electric guitar because I like Rainbow Dash so much. I'm going to be a rock star.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is...
No, I'm so dedicated.
Rainbow Dash is really...
No, my first fish was named Rainbow Dash when I was 6 years old. I'm not joking.
I believe it. You're not lying?
This is serious. This is serious.
I love it end of this whole talk, you're like, all of that was made up. None of that was true.
Oh my God, that would
never
be so funny.
Never been
it?
To any of those concerts.
Dang. I am good at improv. So like, I could have just lied to you. Maybe next time I'll lie.
Okay. Okay, perfect. Well, we'll just have to... I mean,
or maybe I won't. Maybe I'm lying right now about lying next time. Inception.
All right, Storytime season 12.
Season 12.
Is it a lie or not? That's the theme. I love it. Okay, cool. That's all.
Cool.
Okay, bye.
See you tonight.
Well, that about does it for this week's episode of Hashtag Storytime. Huge thanks again to Sophia. Make sure to check out all her links in the description of the episode. And take a second to hit subscribe so you don't miss next week's episode. Or give us a call at the Storytime Hotline, 323-741-1873, and tell us your story to be featured on an upcoming Listener Tales episode. And if you're enjoying the podcast, please leave us a review. It helps us out a ton, and I literally read every single one of them. Hashtag Storytime is produced by iHeartRadio and Curativity Productions, hosted by Will McFadden, sound designed by Tony Maddox, written by Will McFadden and Jason Shapiro, produced by Jason Shapiro and Danielle Amora, theme song by Scott Simon.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
My simple solution to the problem was remove people from the scene and help them feel safer.
In response to attacks against Asian Americans, Maddie Park raised over $250,000 to donate cab rides to the Asian community.
There is so much more work to be done. We really need to come together and tackle this issue as a community.
Support the Asian community. Learn how at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.